You're listening to a 9to5.cc podcast.
Welcome to Go Plug Yourself, talking to the most interesting people in Montreal since 2011. Hey, if you're enjoying Go Plug Yourself, why not do us a favor and help spread the word about the show? Tell your friends about us online or in person, and it would really help us out. Maybe even vote for us in Cult Montreal's Best of Montreal's Reader Poll. Walter and I love doing the show, and we would really appreciate whatever support you can give us. Enjoy the show, everybody, and go plug yourself.
Go plug yourself, you plugging mother plugger. Go plug yourself, you plugging mother plugger. Go plug yourself, you plugging mother plugger. Go plug yourself, it's Walter and Keith talking on the internet.
We have a monthly wrestling, this is our regular podcast, and we have a special monthly wrestling podcast.
You just suddenly like moved your mic or started talking so much softer than you were talking the entire time.
Have
we were
a
doing
special
soundtrack.
Monthly wrestling podcast.
Yeah, with wow. Like a noted wrestling journalist.
Yeah,
it's very classy.
That's
yeah,
just great.
Very did you classy. Watch? Did you watch the Andre the Giant?
So I think Keith wants to
the bottom.
The HBO
documentary. Documentary yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
It's on YouTube.
It's
I'll
on
send
YouTube.
You a link.
Yes, you can.
That's your documentary.
No.
It's God,
the
no.
But the guy is.
Oh,
involved.
The guy.
The other guy. The other guy from the podcast.
Nah, the last thing I seen was the Bruno Sammartino. That was good.
Yeah,
the shit on the WWE network, that was a good fucking thing.
But anyway, we've been talking about wrestling for like a half hour here, and Keith has been recording none of it. And I think that's because he wants to kind of keep a separation between the regular podcast
I feel there's two
and the wrestling podcast.
Okay, I mean, if so, just use
the
recording.
The only reason
I was going to say
that
I was like,
we started the wrestling podcast was because we incessantly talk about wrestling.
Yeah, but then
on
I
the podcast. Vance is a wrestling guy.
I am
a
wrestling guy.
So are we going to have Vance?
You're a wrestling
are
guy.
Are we going to have Vance
Raw
on?
Raw was last night. SmackDown is tonight.
Mm.
We're going to go well, on recording, date of recording.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was so we can have Vance on Pat on the Mat. We've had comics sit in on Pat on the Mat before.
Pat
you
on the Mat
do that?
Is cool.
We've had a comic. We had Vendito.
Yeah.
And comic.
But I'm just saying,
You know,
if wrestling is going to come up organically, which it
if it's going to come up
if
organically,
it's going to come up organically,
there's an organic
I mean,
context. What with yeah. What's happening? Contextually speaking, it makes complete sense.
That we'd
be
talking
about
what's happening
this.
In the news this week? You know, like the news.
What is happening?
Raw and SmackDown are in town.
That's it.
The
that's
news.
That is the news. Like WWE
I'm
is
going,
here at MTL.
Yeah.
It's an,
going.
It's an
two
event.
Two-thirds of the people
fine,
in
okay.
This. Yeah. I'm just
how
saying,
come you're not going?
You can, don't try to dictate the
you like don't the, you the don't make no this. Sense of not going tonight.
Walter's already berated me today.
Oh wow!
No, I just got back from vacation.
I preemptively berated you.
You got preemptive.
Yeah.
Listen,
he's a wrestling guy. He's not going to SmackDown. He has no reason
yeah,
not
yeah.
to go. He's just
matter of fact, this
around.
Ain't this the first time SmackDown has ever been in Montreal?
Possibly.
I
yeah.
think as its own
it
show.
It is.
No, because there was
yeah,
when
the Super
Show. When they did the Super Show and they recorded like that big 4-hour mess.
Yeah, but I was here for that.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a Raw show.
But then it was SmackDown after. And then they split it up for TV.
Yeah.
When they SmackDown after?
They used to do
oh,
the big Super Show.
I think so. I think
so.
Yeah,
they recorded SmackDown first.
Did they?
Or whatever. Maybe they did SmackDown first.
They might have done SmackDown as a like.
Well, just like how like technically you guys are watching SmackDown and 205 Live.
Yeah, we're getting.
Are cool. we? Yeah. Are we? Yeah, when's the taping for that?
Right after. Immediately after SmackDown.
Oh,
yeah, so
I'm hyped.
Stick around and
I get to see
or we'll get a dark match. It's possible that we'll get both a dark match
and 205 Live. That's why I'm trying to go there early too.
Depending on
well, you don't. But I mean, that's this is all stuff that would happen after the show.
Yeah.
Did they have a dark match yesterday?
I don't know. I left before the thing was done.
Oh,
like,
man.
Vendito was like, come on, man. We're going. I was like,
oh,
no,
shit.
Man. We got to see him right now.
Shit.
Vendito was like, you're done. You're done.
No. I was looking at Joe.
I was going to say.
Came this close to getting kicked out of the arena.
I was going to say that I doubt.
I had signs, man.
Yo, bro. Oh, did you get signed at the sign of the day?
No, I was.
There's so much corny signs getting signed
at
the day.
I had so many good signs.
Ah,
I had one sign that said, I'm a rich prince. Let's talk.
Wow.
That was one sign. Another sign said, sue me 316.
Ah, I like that one.
Yeah, because that sumo guy that showed up. Do you know? Yep. Did you hear that? The sumo guy showed up because
which,
the prince guy wanted. At the Greatest Royal Rumble,
okay.
There was like the random sumo guy.
Did he take one of the Saudi trainee spots?
No, but apparently.
Because that was originally those four guys, the Saudi. So this is, like, I mean, I don't even
prince.
Know how to contextualize this for a regular Go Plug Yourself listener. We're just rambling about Saudi princes. And, like, sumo wrestlers.
The Saudi prince apparently asked for Yokozuna. He was like, we got to have Yokozuna in this thing. And they're like, okay, so how about instead? Like, he specifically, and Ultimate Warrior, apparently.
Yeah.
He asked for Ultimate Warrior and Yokozuna to be the greatest Royal Rumble.
Oh, shit, man.
Frank Gotch.
Anyway.
So today's guest is
Vance.
Noted wrestling enthusiast.
Yes. I am.
When was the last time we had a comic on the thing?
Oh, yeah.
Last time we had
a comedian on, because
early
also,
in the year we had
like
we had corporate.
Tried to make me like curb the
no.
Comedian.
I've just been booking the guests.
Yes. You book one guest.
What?
You ain't got no love for them comics,
man. Hang on, I love the comedians. Roller right. Derby. No. I booked.
Uh-huh.
The Screaming Demons, I booked.
Bro, are you taking the book from me, huh?
I'm saying.
Yo, I ran into one of those Screaming Demon guys on Monkland yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, what's happening? I'm like, who are you, long hair man? Yeah. And I was like, oh, this guy, I think it's that demon thing.
I think we know.
I was fishing around in the pocket of a jacket, and I pulled out, like, a promo sticker. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And it's, like, this, like, satanic thing. It's, like, Screaming Demons. Yeah. Like, what the fuck is this in my jacket for? This was this band we had
this
on.
This guy put a spell on you.
These guys were like a full-on punk band, right?
Okay.
Like, with a horror theme.
Screaming Demons.
Yes.
But no, but like such a specific horror theme. Like,
horror
it's cool,
punk.
Actually. They're like every song is about a particular horror film.
Whoa.
Yes.
Like not just like a general like slasher. They're like, this is a song called like Haunting Inside
House.
Of Me or whatever, yeah. And it's about Poltergeist.
Exactly.
Oh, you know, like, shit, that's pretty cool though.
It is
cool. That's a concept.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
this is
yeah
like, that's
we,
good.
We didn't really know the context of this going in, and it's just like, oh yeah, we're gonna have a band on, and it's usually people we know. In this case, we didn't. Neither of us knew these guys.
Yeah.
So it starts off, and Keith's like, so you guys are like a metal band? And they're like,
they're like no.
Not at all. No. I'm like, no. All right, it's going to be a good hour. We're going to fuck it, you know?
What's their names again?
Screaming Demons.
Screaming Demons.
Yeah, of course. I'm like, are they going to show up in makeup? Or yeah. Like, fucking.
I listen to, like. They're good. They're fun.
The point is, we do very little research.
Yeah.
They sound like money. I would like to have
they sound
them.
Like money.
I would like to have them, though, one day on my show. I'm planning to have a show called Vance and Friends.
Yeah.
Vance and Friends?
Yeah.
Screaming Demons would be a great
show. Yeah, Screaming Demons.
And
like,
do you like horror movies? Just in general,
like,
or?
I fucks with them a little bit, but not lately because they're kind of whack now. You know what I mean?
Okay, like, explain all of that.
Like, right now, they're...
I'm like, which horror movies did you like, and which ones have you seen recently?
Okay. Come on, man. Like, the core movies back in the day, the Freddy, the Jasons.
Yeah.
You know all that shit. The Sixth Sense and
good stuff.
Even the little bullshit ones like the Scream 2s and 3s and all that bullshit.
They were okay. I would consider those bullshit. Those were
amazing.
They age really well.
Three.
I know what you did last summer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. What was the guy who did all those shits?
Wes Craven.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's the Freddy guy too. I think right.
Freddy Scream.
Craven is a man. Now all these little sensitive shits that come out and all. They on some other bullshit. I think it stopped at Saw. Saw was the last real deal. That's why they kept stretching it, because they kept making so much money.
They made like they were putting out one a year.
Yeah, and even Halloween, because that's the last of the real deal.
There's another
now,
one coming out this year. Did you hear that? Did you know?
I'm saying? Because that's
you
know?
But it's those Blumhouse guys. It's those guys that are putting out those other horror movies.
Yeah,
like
man.
Get Out. Did you see Get Out?
Get Out. You know, I heard it was kind of like a horror, but it's kind of like a sociologically kind of thing
but,
on the low.
But to the
I haven't even seen it
I was
yet.
Say, you should see
I know.
It.
Everybody
tell
me.
I think the best horror kind of has that social commentary.
Yeah.
Like
no, I think the best horror is tits.
Nah.
Oh.
No, but I was going to say, like, Night of Living Dead and all that.
Yeah,
like,
Night
like,
of
the,
Living
that,
Dead.
That
oh.
had that social, like, what was the second one? Dawn of the Dead?
That was
yeah,
good.
Dawn
night,
then day,
night,
yeah.
Dawn day.
Dawn
yeah,
day.
Yeah, exactly. There was always that social commentary being like, this is what's wrong with the world and stuff. And,
yeah.
You know, like, they made fun of suburbia.
So, yeah,
I think the Get Out kind
of
like...
All those Dawn of the Dead movies have that social commentary. They tell you what's wrong with the world. You know, zombies.
Yeah.
Primarily
no,
zombies.
But you know, like, the, like no, but like in...
You know what's wrong with the world?
No, but in Dawn,
today,
well,
all
in
these
Dawn
fucking
of the
zombies.
Dead, Dawn of the Dead, where they basically the most of the horror ends up being inside the mall, where... The humans are the real enemies.
The Mist
right.
is
Day
like
of,
that, too.
Day of the Dead, even more so, because Day of the
Mist.
Dead is with the scientists.
Yeah. Frank Darabont's The Mist.
Yeah.
I've been watching that Netflix, The Mist.
Oh, word?
You see that?
Nah.
You watch Netflix at all? You watch
I watch Netflix.
Netflix.
I'll be catching this shit.
They got that. They got the Mist, the TV show.
Mm.
That's not. It seems
based
like
on the Stephen King source material.
Word?
Yeah. Like, okay. Like the movie was from 2007.
Yeah, yeah.
The movie, that was good, had like a great cast in it. Like,
what was I thinking of Fog? That's Clive Barker. Clive Barker did Fog.
That's the, no, that's John Carpenter.
Mm. John Carpenter.
Bruh.
What did Clive Barker do?
Clive Barker did Hellraiser, bruh.
I'm aware that Clive Barker did Hellraiser. He did a lot of other things,
too. No, he was a writer.
He's a writer. Yeah, yeah.
Bruh.
Mostly known for Hellraiser.
But the thing I feel like from the new horror joints, though,
yeah.
You know, it's like they kind of like got a weird vibe. It's like too much into the story. I don't know. It don't surprise and shock me.
I could point you in some good directions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could.
Because I don't feel like the love of the horror movies like how I felt when I was watching Scream 1 and Scream 2. Things was entertaining. Now I don't know. Things are getting too intricate.
Scream 1.
I don't know if that's the right word. Intricate.
Yeah, I've like complicated. Yeah, like. Bro.
Sometimes, like, yo, when I drink, the vocabulary just expands.
Just
I don't know.
Right back up.
Yeah,
I will say. Cheers, bud.
I'll also say that, like, Saw. I liked Saw a lot, the first one, but that series got hella.
And even the first one is kind of laughable.
There was I remember
none of them are great.
One of my favorite. No, the first one I like a lot.
It's good, yeah, but only for the couple big twists.
Yeah, but the core drama of just having the two guys locked in the room,
it's
not
awful,
knowing
though.
Each
the
other.
The writing and the acting is so bad. Yeah. It's the guy that, what's his name, from fucking Princess Bride?
Yeah, Wesley. Whatever his real name
Kelly.
Is.
There's so many stupid scenes. Fucking Donald Glover is in that movie. Remember
who
that?
The fuck?
He's the detective. Donald Glover is in the first Saw. He's one of the cops. That's like
Danny Glover.
Danny Glover.
Ooh. Donald Glover is Childish Gambino.
Ooh. Yeah. Hey, bruh.
I was like, when you said Donald Glover, I was like, was he like 10? I was like, how old was he?
Bruh.
He was in Scream.
And I was about to agree with him, too.
Do you want to plug in your phone?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do.
I got a plug back over there.
He still sucks. Yo, but you know what movie?
Can we do an edit point on that? And can
you know what kind of movie?
So, yeah, Danny Glover was in that first song. Remember Danny Glover?
Rewind. Chicka Chicka Mick Remix.
These ridiculous lines that first song. He's like, he's chasing after. He's finally got, like, found the soccer.
But are you saying that Donald Glover was known for his acting at any point?
Danny Glover.
Ah.
Jesus. Now you got me doing it.
Ah, man.
Danny Glover was known for his acting. He was a great actor. The fucking Lethal Weapon movies. Danny Glover is a respected actor.
Danny Glover is the man.
Oh,
is the man.
You said Lethal Weapon. Okay.
He's still alive, is he?
Yeah.
Still alive and not getting cabs in New York.
Yeah.
When you said Lethal Weapon,
that was an actual story. That's like that's not just like a generally racist thing I'm saying.
But you
like it's out of context. That sounds like it's just like I'm like lobbing out like a racist. That was a story. Yeah, that happened to him.
Google it. Danny Glover.
Was like, I can't get a cab.
Oh damn.
It's like hanging out with Mel all over again.
Oh wow. Man.
Vance, where are you from, man?
Yeah. I'm from New York, actually.
Yeah.
And I can get a cab.
You can get a cab there?
I can get a cab.
So why'd you come here?
Did you hear about the Chinatown restaurant in Toronto?
Chinatown in Toronto.
Just got fined $10,000 because they were super racist. They would make black customers pay in advance. And
wow.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Wow.
And thankfully, got fined 10 grand.
Oh.
I was like, correct. I'm like, I'm glad to kind of see that wrapped up nicely.
Yeah, for real.
You are an incorrect.
Yeah. like, get the f- out of here.
I was like, holy.
You can swear.
Oh, yeah.
You can swear.
Yeah, yeah.
You can swear.
No swear.
We swear.
No, we can swear.
Oh, we swear. No, but I blanked it out just for the effect. Sometimes I just do that.
Okay.
You know.
But yeah. Restaurant made black customers pay in advance.
So you're from New York? Where in New York?
I grew up in Spring Valley. But you know what? I tell people I'm from the city.
Okay, but then
did I see on your Facebook?
Which part
Poughkeepsie?
Of the city?
No, actually Spring Valley. Rockland County.
Where is that?
It's right near the city. It's like, you see, it's like you go upstate, like 30 minutes.
Sure.
And then it's like a suburb right near the city.
Okay.
You see?
But then what part of the city did you like chill in?
You see what I'm saying?
There's five boroughs. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Can you name them, Walter?
Can I get into something?
Please do.
Can I get into something real quick before you name all the boroughs?
I'm not going
to. Because I'll try to tell you.
Here.
See, here's the thing. I tell people I'm from New York, and then when I tell them Rockland County, they get into a thing really like that. They'd be like suburb, all that. So from here on in, like, you know, people will probably not listen to the product. The answer is just New York City now.
Yeah.
I've been living here 7 years. I'm tired of going through that bullshit. Like, I swear to God. Yeah, it is really interesting. Yeah. But, like, it's because of, like, Montreal is, like, so common. I'm like, shit, I might as well just lie. I'm from the fucking city. Like, it's not like I can't pull it off, too, because I visit the city so many times. Yeah. Like, because I just mentioned it's 30 minutes away. Hmm. So it's easy to go up and cross the bridge.
It's like if
I'm sure if you're
like if you lived like in Newark or lived in Jersey and you could just go to New York all the time.
I'm sure the
flip side is true. I guarantee you there's people from Laval right now in New York being like, I'm from Montreal.
That's what I'm and that's how I try to compare it sometimes. I live in the Laval of New York. And they still I try to even work it into my material. I haven't worked it yet. Maybe you could help me out with that.
So come on, name. I got four.
Four?
I got all five.
All right, name
did
Walker.
Did we ever say your full name on this? Did we ever say our
full name?
Nope. Full name? I tried to call you today and I got your voicemail and it was one of my favorite voicemails of all time.
Okay.
I don't know why. It was just amazing. I just loved your voicemail. And I realized you didn't say your middle name, which is on your Facebook. So you said your name was Vance Michelle.
Yeah, that's right.
So you go, when you do gigs and stuff, are you billed as just Vance or
Vance
Michelle? Because I think every time I've had you on a show, I'm just like, it's just Vance.
Yeah.
Just Vance. Cause and I feel like everybody knows who I'm bringing up, and they know Vance.
Yeah.
But do you get billed by your first and last name?
The thing about my name is it rhymes. It's Vance.
Yeah.
It rhymes with dance.
Yeah.
So I just introduce
pants.
Sometimes. Yeah. Exactly.
Kind of. Not really.
So check it how I work that out. I'd be like, yo, my name is Dance with a V, and then they get the ladies like that.
And then they're like, but then are they like Dancive? And you're like, shit.
Dance with a V is a good line.
You're like, you put the V on the end, you idiot.
Yeah.
I like Dance with the V. That's dance with a V.
You know, some girls like that. Then somebody helped me out with a rated R version. Now I just kind of worked out talking with a comic. I forgot his name, but he said, hey, your name is Vance. You could just tell the ladies, instead of ants in your pants, you could have Vance in your pants.
God damn. How old are you, Vance?
36, bro.
36?
Yeah.
Did you ever play Grand Theft Auto Vice City?
Fuck yeah.
Remember that one?
Hell yeah.
Huh?
Hell yeah.
Vice City is the only one I beat.
Oh, shit.
Remember, there was that character named Vance in that one? And there was that running gag with that character Vance?
Fuck, don't talk about it because he was gay.
Was he gay?
Yeah.
Why can't we talk about that? I'm not saying you're the character.
I was like the character in the 1999 game Vice City.
Oh no,
based on the 80s.
Yeah,
a made up town.
Was it really 99? No, it had to be the early 2000s.
No, we could talk about it. It's just that I just reacted real quick because I thought you was gonna confuse me. That character with me.
Absolutely not.
You know what I mean?
I don't see Vance. I don't see the name a lot.
That's what I said.
Did you know a lot of other Vances growing up?
I only know one white Vance in my class. It was funny. He was white.
Well, there's a white Vance.
Am I allowed to ask
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Other,
he's a white name.
Vance
it's
Montreal.
A white name, exactly.
Yeah, yeah,
me being a black
what
Vance is
right. Vance Gillis.
Vance Gillis.
Yeah. From he does all the like sketch stuff. And,
yeah. Is that why you said that when I said I had
him? Yeah.
Oh, yes, please. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, how much these things go for?
$6.25. Six.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, give me another one then. Yeah.
A little bit for you.
I want one, but in a bit more.
Yeah.
We're going to get Keith drunk enough until he walks right out of here and buys a ticket to SmackDown.
Keith. We might see Daniel Bryan. I hope he comes tonight.
We're going to see 100% we're going to see
Daniel
Bryan.
Yeah, he's got to be. He's got to be.
You think so? Oh, yeah, DB got to be there.
Yeah. He's
got to be. But he just did that amazing. He did way more than an hour at that Royal Rumble.
75 minutes.
Yeah. I knew it, too.
Yeah.
As soon as he came in number one, I was like, oh, this motherfucker about to beat Shawn Michaels' record.
Yeah.
That automatic, son.
Did you hear that they had to fly? But so they flew back.
Oh, they must be crazy jet
lag.
They flew back. That's what Rob was talking
about.
Apparently,
they spent less than a day in their respective homes. Then they all flew to New York City, or they all flew to New York to the airport there.
Yeah. Now, listeners, we're talking about
the fact that
a bunch of WWE wrestlers did a live event in Saudi Arabia.
We're talking about hundreds of people.
Friday. So, yeah, hundreds of people, crew. Wrestlers,
they go to Saudi Arabia Friday.
Yeah.
It's that organically wrestling. I'm sorry.
They come back here.
Yeah.
And then so they flew to New York City, and then apparently their fucking connecting flight got canceled.
Wow.
So they all had to drive up to Montreal. Like, that's not like a fucking little
two, three hour skip and go.
Like, that's a 7 hour drive.
Yeah.
You're crossing a border. Like, wow. that sucks.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Name the five boroughs.
Also, just so you know,
Brooklyn.
I wrote them down. Manhattan. Compton.
Nope.
Fucking.
That's California.
wait.
Brooklyn, Manhattan.
Wait.
Compton.
Wisconsin.
No. Wisconsin.
No.
Bronx.
Okay.
The Bronx. Fucking shit.
He's missing the two.
Chinatown.
Yeah.
Chinatown.
That's cool. What about you?
Staten Island and Queens.
Staten Island and Queens. That's all you know.
That's a five.
That's all you
Brooklyn,
know.
Bronx, Queens, Vance knows like a hidden.
And what's the other?
Hell's Kitchen and all
no,
that.
No. What's the other borough? What's like technically like kind of like a borough, but we don't. It's not named as a borough, but it's actually like a borough.
Little Puerto Rico.
I don't know.
It's still New York.
Which one?
It's like Long Island, New York.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that's like the end there, what they call it?
Yeah, exactly. Where they take the ferry and shit.
I think they call it, like, wasn't it called just like the end? Well, you know, there's like Montauk and all that stuff. That's out there in Long Island.
It's like, you know what? It's crazy that you guys don't know five boroughs, but me.
I just named all five.
You do.
You're talking secret boroughs now.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
I like how you introduced said them all. It's like, it's crazy. You guys know the
13 provinces? I don't know the 13
what?
13
provinces, yeah.
10 provinces, 3 territories.
I don't even know them.
Are we naming that too? I could do it. Go PEI, New Brunswick.
Which order are
Nova
doing
Scotia.
It in?
I was going east to west.
Okay.
PEI, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, Quebec, Ontario, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Alberta, mm-hmm. British Columbia. Somewhere I missed one. Did I not say Quebec?
See. Newfoundland.
Newfoundland and Labrador. Yukon, Northwest Territories, none of it.
Damn, that's good, man.
There's not a lot to know.
There's not a lot to know.
Fucking states.
Yeah, I know. I wish it was 13 fucking provinces, so I could just.
Why did you?
50 fucking states.
So what?
Having issues with the taxes.
So you said you've been
Montreal. Why did you come up here?
Montreal, you've been here 7 years.
Yeah.
29-year-old Vance is like, what? Why? I'm going to go to a city where most people speak a language I don't speak.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, well, actually,
and I'm going to another country where a city where a bunch of people speak French.
But did you know a little bit of French before you came up here?
Let me tell you another thing about myself is Chinese.
Oh.
I don't even think I knew that. I don't think that came up. We should have talked about that in the pre-interview.
You're a local.
Yeah.
Local kid.
I am so local, you wouldn't even know. I can get welfare, no fucking question at all.
I was trying to take that to your, like, you know, your background and stuff, but then you're like, actually, I was born here. I was like, oh, Swerve.
Rusev Day. Oh, man, how the fuck you going to miss Rusev Day today? Yo, get this guy another beer. He's tripping. Tripping.
Oh, my God.
I'm not even going to say AJ Styles, Daniel Bryan, Shinsuke.
Nakamura,
not all that shit.
Fuck that Rusev Day.
What the fuck are you going to go? Like, and then when is the next time Rusev's going to get over like this and you can catch him
Rusev's
live?
Rusev's going to be over for life.
No, not with this happy Rusev Day. This is a new day spinoff.
No. Rusev is going to have a face turn and he's going to be.
No. This is a New Day spinoff.
I can't wait for.
And how long can the New Day go?
Well, you could probably get a ticket for like $30.
I'm sure I can. Yeah,
I think that's what's going on right now.
I'm gonna be up there by myself in the nosebleeds, like,
yeah.
Hey guys.
No.
Real glad you guys convinced me to come.
Just come with
your seat, kid.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Just walk with us later, you know. Once you get in, you know.
Yeah, we'll just hang out like in the aisle next to us.
Yeah.
Be like, just have like a pop.
I'll flirt with the lady.
You just assume.
Exactly. I'm just going to, whatever. I'll switch orientations just to get you the fucking.
Fucking.
Because you're tripping right now.
Yeah.
Me and Vendito were like staggering around because you had floor tickets. Like,
yeah. Oh, shit, yeah, man. But you have floor tickets. If you got floor tickets, can you really see shit?
Some shit was obscured.
So you understand now why the Saudi princes were just standing up and turning their back to the ring and just talking a bunch.
Well, yeah, because me and Vendito spent a good like 5-10 minutes staggering
so
around looking
distracting.
For our seats.
Yeah. So distracting.
I kept like, sit down.
And they kept changing. They kept being different dudes. Like,
how can you tell?
because I'm not ultra racist. They have different faces, man. Like, just because they have, you know, from the first row, you can tell who's sitting there.
Dude,
and
I'm so unracist that I watched all 5 hours of that event.
So did I.
Yeah, I watched everything.
But even the
colorblind,
even the really racist sketch that got Daivari a death threat.
Did that really happen?
Word?
That was crazy. I can't believe they did that angle.
It did get a Daivari cruiserweight guy.
Well, the Daivari.
The younger one or the older one?
Both.
Is there like a big generation gap between them? Is it like 10 years or something?
Yeah, oh, the Daivari brothers, the NXT
Daivari
guys.
Brothers came out with the Iranian flag.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
To get the cheap heat against the Saudis.
Yo.
They got death threats.
Oh, shit.
I was like, what? I was like, that's not the same as being like, look at these Canadians. I was like, there is like a lot of animosity between Iran.
Whose idea was that? Do you think they asked for that?
Whose idea was that?
They signed off on it. They signed off on
it. Somebody signed off on it, but I'm like, who do you think brought it up? Do you think it was WWE that suggested it?
Probably. Yeah. Or the cheapest heat in the world.
Or do you think it was the guy that asked for Yokozuna?
Cheap heat is like, it's...
Do you think it was the guy that asked for Yokozuna to be like, bring in one of those dog Iranians? Like,
okay, but I mean, but at the same...
Is it also racist to do that, though?
Oh, no.
A little bit
racist, but to... but then, and then doubly speaking... Because then they did not because like there's just some animosity between
you know
Iran
what you
and
know
Saudi
what
Arabia. It, they did not bring in Sammy because there's actual
yeah beef
heat
yeah
fucking heat there's not even heat
yeah
there's heat
no but there's heat. No there's heat between Iran and Saudi Arabia
yeah.
there's conflict between Syria and Saudi Arabia.
It's the worst
yeah.
kind of heat, baby.
Yeah, but it's not just
that's
it's,
the worst
yeah, but exactly,
it's a
but
feud
it's, not,
it's a running feud
yeah exactly
the territories it's like back in the day when territories used to clash over the
like
in
a way
that's like Syria and Saudi Arabia
in
now,
a way though by likening
but with
it,
way more casualties
yeah that's what I was gonna say yeah. I was saying likening feuding territories to an actual like armed conflict.
You're not even going to fucking SmackDown. Shut the fuck up.
Damn it.
Shut the fuck
got
up.
Me again.
You got nothing to say.
Yo, nothing. Yo, but the Iranians been getting hated on for, I didn't even know how long they've been getting hated on until I watched Cheech and Chong.
I was like, yo, they've
had multiple like high profile like conflicts over decades. If it's not a war, it's like the hostage crisis,
right?
Or it's this or it's that. So they're always like in the news for like less than cool shit, right? And they're always it's always portrayed as this like fucking bad place.
And then I started working at call centers, and I started meeting with
here,
a lot of
New York.
Oh, here, of course. And call centers. I would not if I was in New York. I swear to God, I'd probably be a doctor or some shit like that. Like, but here because of my angle phone in Quebec.
But you just spoke perfect French like a second ago.
I because I'm just learning.
You said just nice.
Yeah, I'm
that
learning.
Was
yeah.
I was like rest of it's happening.
No, like that's only because I took a couple of courses in francisation.
I like how you're busting out the classic like cab driver story where they tell you like in my home country I was a doctor and you're like in my home country I was a doctor. It's like where are you from? New York.
Yeah.
I was a doctor.
So that is some whole shit.
Where I was from.
I was gonna ask what did you know that the rest of America didn't, right? Because you got out like 7 years before Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You were just like, tides are turning. I'm going up to Montreal.
That's true. I swear to God. I peeped in, you don't know, on some real shit. I peeped that shit when Bush was elected.
Right.
And then they started saying, after one chance, if you're an immigrant, if you catch a felony.
Yeah.
If you catch one chance, you're shipped the fuck out.
Yeah.
And I was like, shit, I'm born in Canada. I was born here, but like, damn, son, I better prepare my shit up. So
just
I
get
was,
ready.
Yeah, so I was like, yo, you know what? Let me go to Montreal and start seeing what the fuck, because I was born there.
Are you suggesting that
so
you
I was
were,
like,
you weren't
I peeped,
at any point.
I peeped the thing. Even when, before Obama came, I was like, when Obama came, that was kind of like a grace period, but there's still some dark times ahead.
Yeah.
So you are you okay? I don't know. Should we even? I don't know. I want to ask you a question, but
go ahead.
On the podcast. Were you never actually an American citizen?
Nah. I was a permanent.
Whoa.
I was a permanent resident.
Spicy.
Yeah. Permanent resident.
Shit.
Yeah.
Dude, it's
how
hard
long
to get your citizenship.
So you were born in Montreal. How long did you were you in Montreal before you went down there?
Left here when I was four.
Oh, so you spent like 4 years here.
Yeah, I left 4 years.
And when you were, do you remember what part of town you lived in then? Or
what, in New York?
When you were like from the ages of birth.
Yeah. I was in that fucking town I told you about until I was 24.
No,
but here,
in Montreal.
Oh, yeah.
You were born here.
I was born here. My langue maternelle, c'était français.
But what part of Montreal?
Yeah, where were you from?
I was born in that, what's that part? I don't even know if it's St. Mary's or St. Jacqueline's. I don't know, St. Mary's or St.
St. Jacques somewhere?
No, St. Jacqueline's Hospital, St. Mary's Hospital. What's St. Mary's?
St. Mary's. St. Mary's Hospital. There was a St. Mary's. Now it's gone.
Yeah. No, they put in the super. They put
it. St. Mary's is one of the ones in the Glen. Only.
Oh yeah.
Only the neurological one and the general are the only ones.
But yo, my my friend just had a baby in that shit. When did they put St. Mary's?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, but was it open?
Yeah.
Was there doctors there?
There was a whole maternity ward and everything.
Was it like, okay, maybe they do maternity shit. I was literally talking.
No, no,
I was literally talking
hospital.
To
oh, man.
There and lied to me today then.
Yeah.
So we're like,
it's so that, but my mom and my dad told me how we were living in PNF for a minute.
PNF, okay. Focus of the
yeah.
Yeah.
She told me, I think we lived in Hochelaga for a minute.
That's right.
But yeah. No. But I do remember every time when I go past Jean
Talon.
No, PNF,
yeah,
and pass a little bit past like
near where the bridge is, kind of.
Like I don't know, like near past. Is it before? It's like damn, I can't even describe that. But it's PNF near the north.
Yeah.
You know where it gets blue. The street signs get blue. Yeah. Around there. I remember us having an apartment there.
Right. Your family's Haitian, right?
Yeah.
Both your mom and your dad?
Yeah. They're from Haiti. They migrate from.
There's obviously a big community in Montreal.
Montreal North.
Yeah, Montreal North.
Yeah, that's where the fam is. Yeah. That's where the fam is at. That's where the church is at. Yeah. That's where the cousins is at.
Is there all as of big of a Haitian community in New York? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in New York. Probably.
I feel like New York has every kind of community.
Yeah, Brooklyn.
Because I was talking, I was just down on vacation last week, and I was talking to a Haitian guy out of Chicago, and he was saying that
Haitians in Chicago, too.
He's like, there's like a good chunk of like a big Haitian community out in Chicago, but then he was like, he was talking about Montreal. He's like, yeah, because he's like, and there's so many of like from his family back home in Haiti. They're like, they're just so, they don't speak English, but they speak French. So he's like, that's why he's like, there's a lot
there
of, if they can
go
get
somewhere,
up and leave,
they go to
Montreal.
Montreal.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they learn the French in school and all that, just like here.
They come out speaking like Creole and French.
Yeah.
And they'll just.
That's why they come here. But then when they see me, they're like, oh, how you Haitian? You don't speak French. I'm like, it's because I grew up in the States.
Yeah,
sorry about that.
Made a mistake.
Yeah, I didn't grow up in Haiti or here. So.
But the guy I was talking to in Chicago was hilarious. He was just like, I just been talking to this guy for like the past hour, and he's like, and he was hammered, and he was like, and I just realized this guy only speaks French, and he's like, I don't speak French.
Yeah.
He's like, I speak Creole, but he's like, I guess there's like enough overlap that drunkenly I was picking up enough of what he was saying, and he was picking up enough of what I was saying that we just sat there talking for an hour, and he's like, I do not speak French.
Yeah.
He's like, just enough words in Creole and stuff overlap.
That's how I actually passed the first three levels of French,
based on
my Creole. But then when they started doing prepositions and grammar and all that shit, I was like, oh, damn.
I can't fake it now.
Yeah. It's really time,
that's
for,
funny.
Me,
that's funny
time for me to be in
Creole
school.
Creole could get you through like three levels.
Yeah,
of
three
like,
levels of French. Easy. Yeah. Easy. Just by just chilling in. They're like, oh, yo, this guy's talking Creole. And I'll be like, and then I'm just flirting with the girl in the class. But then when they got to level three, I'm like, ah. Damn it, bitch. I can't talk to you now. I gotta really
but
focus
yeah, but
on
I just
script.
Love the fact that he, like, the guy was literally, like I said, talking for an hour before he realized that he's like, oh, I've been talking, like, this guy's only been talking French to me. And he's like, I just have been having a drunk conversation with this guy for a full hour, not actually speaking his language, but just getting the little bits and pieces. And I was like, that works.
That happens.
So your family, I guess, you kept up Creole even when you were down in New York and stuff. Like, your family still spoke Creole. Spoke Creole while you were down there. So that's it, because you could use it if you're French.
As a matter of fact, they kind of got mad at me for not speaking Creole sometimes, because I'll come back after forgetting Passepartout and learning Sesame Street. After, that shit totally left my mind as soon as I started watching Sesame Street. Yeah. That's how I fucking forgot the French. And then, but they didn't want me to lose the Creole.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we're Haitians.
Yeah.
Gotta speak the Creole. I'm like, all right, I need to speak the Creole. And then you know how funny it is that I learned Creole was when I spent the, because I kept coming back here.
Right.
Spent summers. My friend, you know, my mom and dad, they got ties here still, so they kept coming back here every summer. So then.
Skipping back and cross over that border.
Yeah.
Boom, bing, bing.
All the time.
Oh,
every,
no, no
every,
issue.
Bing, bong, every,
bing, bang,
bing,
bing,
bing, bing, bong. Summertime, Columbus days, I will be here for fucking Canadian Thanksgiving here.
I was like, what is Columbus?
No, Canadian Thanksgiving.
Oh, my
what
God.
Is Columbus?
Yeah, yeah.
That must have blown your friend's mind saying that you were going up north to do a different Thanksgiving. Like, fucking
I'll be back
two
for your Thanksgiving later.
No, I didn't even know it was Thanksgiving Day here, though, until I lived here. Yeah. It was Columbus Day to me still.
Right.
Because I was going to thing. So I'm like, okay, we're going for Columbus Day weekend.
Yeah.
Over here, I'm like, what? You guys are off because Canadian Thanksgiving. But anyway, I was I learned Creole because I was supposed to stay here and learn French.
Right.
But I end up learning Creole with this Haitian family that I was staying with. And then boom, I learned the Creole, and then now my parents accepted me in the family because they was ready to cast me the fuck out. They were just beyond. They was like, okay, it's like 15 years old. You, if you don't know Creole by now, I don't know what to do with you. I don't know. I don't think they said that literally, but that's how it felt.
You got the.
Yeah, that's how I felt.
I got that heat.
Now you're performing. You're performing now. And so yeah. You gotta think about potentially keeping up on that French to maybe
French comedy,
French
comedy
man,
is easy.
Because like
yeah.
as Mike Patterson says,
French comedy is easy. Mike Patterson's always
yeah,
preaching
that. So
he's telling me that.
So yeah, so like you know,
he's telling me
that could be something you could check out too.
Because they're laughing at anything. I'm not gonna try to test the intelligence. The French cow, they're just cool like that.
Maybe I was going to say, they're just more down to have good time.
Yeah, they're just cool like that.
English fans are like, sit their arms folded being like, earn my trust. Comedian.
Yeah, exactly.
French fans are just down for the party.
Exactly. There's no salt.
Walter, I had a thought.
Yeah.
And when he said Passepartout and Sesame Street, and then I was reminded.
BB?
Yeah, I was like, where did that come from? Walter on Facebook the other day was like trying to remember a show.
We ever talked about that, you and me?
I mean.
I saw that topic. I saw that thing. I saw that.
Yeah, I was talking to
BB.
I had a memory. Asian,
yeah,
I was talking to Reese. Mm-hmm. I think I was talking to Reese.
The weird little lemonhead alien going like, meh, 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 and she was BB. And
it was like a fucking like alien puppet with like green hair and shit. But like I think the alien spoke regularly. Like,
I think it just had a high-pitched voice. Yeah.
But it was like this lady and this puppet alien and like just getting into fucking adventures and shit, I guess.
So there was a thing.
And it was called
BB and Geneviève.
BB and Geneviève.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you wanted...
Did you Google the theme song?
Oh, I can remember that. It's like seared into my brain.
There was a weird thing that I was reading.
That's what prompted you to post that status.
Well, I was talking to Reese and I was like, oh, it's a weird fucking show. I got to show you this shit. And then I couldn't find it. And then I was like, yo, what the fuck was this called? Somebody help me out.
Hey, internet.
Internet. Facebook. Someone Google this for me.
But there was a thing.
Because I couldn't even Google it. Like, has that ever happened to you? Where it's like you're trying to like figure something out.
Well, you need to
so you only remember like your memory of it is so fractured that that's not even helping you Google it. Like,
you need to deconstruct the thing. So like you could have, I don't know if this is what you search for, but you would need to search for like,
I said like Quebec, alien, French, children.
Wow, and there's more than one. Like a lot of things. A lot of things came
back.
There
was not the thing I was looking for.
You're like,
for.
I found out a lot about the Raelians. The Raelians up in like
anyway,
Mont Tremblant.
Why the fuck
are we
talking about this?
I mean,
I wanted to know the story of why you were looking at BB and
for that, because I was talking to Reese. I was like, just coming.
Shout out to Reese.
It came up, and I was like, yo, you guys see this shit? And I was trying to find a YouTube
yo,
video.
Yo, back, wait, think guys, about, one thing about Reese real quick is that he got this idea about this cartoon war about some zombies. Yo. Yeah,
get into it too many details.
Yeah. If anything, I hope the boy get a Kickstarter fund.
I like that the first thing then you get you've attempted to plug on this podcast is
Reese's maybe cartoon.
Is a Reese's pitch.
No, yo, because it was a good fucking idea. I really wish he gets the shit. If anything, kickstart that shit and get it popping. And if anything, I'll plug it in because I'm a fucking voice on that goddamn cartoon coming out. I'll be a voice. Are we going still?
Yeah, we're still going.
We're still going.
We can talk about whatever we want. Now,
so then I'll plug in the shit. I got my show. I got the coming out comedy. But it won't be out. Okay, I got the show Wednesday at Bar Lunique.
That's right. Yeah.
Bar Lunique
in beautiful Ville Saint Laurent.
There we go. How do we get there? How do you take the metro to get there?
Leave early.
All right, okay. It's that long.
It's near Côte-Vale Sioux Metro Station.
Okay.
You can walk there from Côte-Vale Sioux Metro Station.
Okay.
That's the end of the line on the orange line, out that way.
Okay. Sissy's gone.
There's Taco Bell there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, Sissy's gone.
It's like one of the few Taco Bells in the city. There's like three of them. This is one. And it's one of those like KFC / Taco Bells.
Yeah. That's the near Covert too.
Right next to it.
Oh, I got to take the Covert. Okay. Yeah.
Easy. You take the orange line. Yeah. Get on the orange line.
Okay.
Go right out.
Damn sure.
Bing.
All right.
Get there.
Yo,
early.
Before he gets on the mic real quick, quick question. What do you think about the AJ and Shinsuke rematch? I thought it was way better than WrestleMania's.
Yeah.
I think it was damn near close to the Kingdom match. Nothing tops that match, but it was damn near close.
But they did the fucking house show finish on it.
Yeah, but that's.
I was so mad.
Double count out. That's
and like you know the announce team has to point out. It's like the ref's counting. And I'm like, oh, they're going to do this? Yeah. This is what they're
going to
do?
There's so much house show booking. Like, super safe.
Because it was a house show.
But they hyped it like it was a real pay-per-view.
It was a house show.
Safest ladder match in history. Like, especially considering that we watched the NXT one 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Which was insane.
That match was crazy.
Like a cage match is such a house show match.
I know, yeah. And I'm like, you dropped like hundreds of millions of dollars to bring out the Undertaker and all this shit, and you couldn't spend an extra $20,000 to get a cell.
Although I will say they've done the crashing through the cage before. I think Lashley did it last time, but it was that spot of going through the cage looked sick. I was not a fan of the match, not a fan of the finish, but just that
spot,
moment, like
yeah, that spot was like sick.
Eight garbage going down.
It looked hard going down.
Yeah, exactly.
It was.
Other than everything,
can I just say shout out to Hurley's and Grumpy's is open again. So I don't know how long we're going to be. We should have talked about that. I should have brought that up.
Grumpy's is back.
It's been fun.
It's been open last week.
Favorite thing I think about
is this little room
recording here at Hurley's.
Yeah.
Is this little back room, but also while we're hidden behind kind of a wall here.
So
throughout the podcast, people keep coming back here, usually like individual men, and they keep coming back here, and they look, and they get here, and they see that we're here, and they just kind of turn right back. So funny.
For the listeners, I want to describe where we are. If you come into Hurley's and you turn left, there's this tiny little room.
Yeah.
And the thing is, there is this table, like, and we're three or four people, so we're not monopolizing the space. But we literally are. But the thing is, like, the only other position they have that you could sit is this tiny table for two. So like and
yeah.
like
no exactly yeah
you know like, it's not it's like it's like
well there's some stools on the
I guess so
we you know where we're actually
I don't feel bad about it is my
we're
problem.
Actually in a place that's like if you look this up
I think
this
it'd
is
be a
the
tiny venue look
this is the
stage.
This is
I said that
yeah
I jokingly
oh said, that ain't that
it
would
be
sick
to run like a weird little open
yeah
in just this room
that's
yeah.
true
just here
you're like 20 people it's packed
that's
it's
true
how much money do you think Hurley's would want for like a Wednesday night or some shit to run a fucking show
right here
just in this space.
You could just do
just
this space,
this, and we call
and
it,
then eliminate
we call it.
It yeah.
the smallest open mic in town.
The smallest little mic in town.
Call it,
and it got to be quality fucking comedy.
Yeah, and we fuck. Yeah, that's such a good idea.
That's the fucking good idea.
Right here,
just right here.
It's all here.
And then they have to
use this exit and shit. It'd be great.
Yeah,
fucking great.
You just pack these sheets up with little stools.
Yeah.
This place will fucking ring in the fucking dough.
There's like a coat. There's like a coat deal right here.
That's sick, yo. If you look up Speakeasy Lounge, this is the perfect
the bat cave
place.
Is like behind
yeah.
that wall, I think.
Maybe, oh. yeah. You like pull a lever
that
and
wall
it flips around.
Balls.
Speaking easy in the Speakeasy Lounge.
Fans, before we get to our five questions, I feel we should talk about something other than wrestling. What do you have to plug?
We did that while you were gone,
okay, so
bro.
On.
Yeah,
we could do it again though.
Yeah, you talked about
like
Vance
I got
Frank.
Facebook.
I want to know more about Vance. And
I got Instagram. I got Twitter.
I'll link to all.
I mean,
Vance and Friends. What is Vance and Friends? What's this place?
Oh, that's a perfect show. I really wanted. Like, I had this
like
brainstorm of an idea.
Is it like Fox and Friends?
Kind of. I don't even know what Fox and Friends is. That's like a superhero show.
No, but you could do a good version of it, though.
Oh, no, because Fox and Friends is like Assassins, Assassin
no,
Squad.
No, man.
No, Fox and Friends is just like the Fox like Morning a, Show. The Fox like News panel, Morning Show.
Yeah, the Fox News Morning Show.
Oh, no, 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 yeah, no, you don't no, no, not that. That. No. No, it's like a variety show. It's a variety show, actually. It's kind of, I thought I was going to be the only one kind
of. Variety shows are great.
Yeah.
Not enough people run variety shows.
That's what I mean.
I run a variety show, and sometimes it is.
That's what I mean. I want to host a variety show where I have a couple music acts, a couple of comic acts. I know some other, but I'll probably be dancing, but we'll see later. But right now, the focus is just comedy and music acts, and I'm planning to do the show at the Loft and with a couple of friends of mine. The initial show is Tina, and Corral. Yeah, no, Tina Ford. No,
all three Tinas.
Tina Ford like is like an act.
Tony.
Yeah.
Corral, and another act is
Steve.
Nah, it's a guitar player.
Right.
Okay.
You know, these are just music acts. I just want to have like a thing. Probably have an interview, one comic. I'm thinking of having one scene.
And where is this hat?
It's gonna be at the Loft, you know.
Yeah. Which is where I think which is where I got to meet you originally.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's where I got to, and you know,
at the Art Loft.
You know, like when I was on my way out from the old spot, R.I.P. Old Smokey, and I started to check out the Art Loft shows and shit, and that's where I met Vance for the first time, and Vance is now you're kind of like the house, you're like the house MC sort of,
yeah.
Not MC, but like the house or like the house. What would you say? The house hype man?
I was gonna
say,
you always get the shows
I was
going
to be like,
have you come checked out the Art Loft yet? You got to come.
I'm so old and married and
you gotta employed. I'm married and I got a kid and I still find time for the Art Loft.
Yeah.
Keith. So Vance is always
Vance is
at the start of every show on Friday night at the Art Loft.
Yeah.
Kicking it off. Yeah. And it's always a good time at the
you
Art
like,
Loft.
You're like that. Right? You remember that stretch of Saturday Night Live where Chris Rock was always the host? Like where it was like whenever there wasn't a host, it was Chris Rock. So like Chris Rock ended up hosting like.
Seems like a false memory.
No. Now check this out. I'm not going to waste time looking at it, but it was like during the 90s.
Okay.
They had like Chris Rock kind of doing this like stand-up thing.
I think you're mixing up Chris Rock with Alec Baldwin.
No. and he was not like a full host, but he had these stand-up bits on SNL, like these recurring stand-up bits.
Okay.
They would just let him do sets, basically.
Yeah, but which is weird for SNL, and no other comedian has really had that setup of like you just get to do a set.
I'm just remembering. That's true.
But yeah, it was
he will have steps. He will have like sets like in between the music
acts.
That
was before he fixed his teeth too. Remember his teeth were all fucked up.
Oh,
and now he has like movie star teeth. Look at his teeth now. Look at his teeth when he was on NSL.
I didn't even notice that, bro.
He's got movie star.
He got movie star.
He joined Saturday Night Live in 1990.
Yeah.
And then he was started like being
he
no,
was
it,
all
was the, it was the dream cast. It was a few dream years because there was Chris Rock, fucking Mike Myers,
Adam Chris Sandler,
Farley, Adam Sandler,
that was
Phil Hartman.
That was
fucking there was a there
Hartman
was, a bunch
was
of people,
oh my God.
There was a
God.
Bunch of people all together there like
shout
David,
out to
David,
a legend.
David Spade fucking
yeah.
Like, have you guys you were talking about variety shows.
Hartman was on News Radio too, right?
Yeah.
Man. Fuck.
Dick.
Have you guys ever seen
News Radio was fucking hilarious on the low.
That was a really
on the low. And yeah, exactly. The cast was insane. Yeah.
Joe Rogan. Andy
yeah,
Dick,
I was like,
Matthew
Joe
Griffin,
Rogan was on. Yeah.
Dave Foley.
Yeah.
Will Hartman later replaced by John.
You
Lovitz.
Will not have to. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They don't make movies and TV shows.
And even the boss there, the manager, the like, owner, Stephen Root.
Yeah, Stephen Root.
Yeah.
Character actor Stephen Root.
Yeah. I feel like the entertainment industry is like the wrestling industry. Like these guys are just coming in, looking pretty, and just picking up their checks. Where's the talent and where's the goddamn passion, son?
Hey, hold on.
Yo.
Right now in wrestling, there's like the most talented roster. They're
talented. They're talented. But I'm going to have to get on some Stone Cold and Dave Cornette shit. Where's...
Jim Cornette
shit. Where's the fucking entertainment? Like, where's these guys on the mic?
These guys are just coming in and get their fucking checks in.
Yeah. McIntyre woke us up last week, bro.
First I was like, is Dave Cornette the lead singer of Soundgarden? But that's Chris Cornell.
Yeah, Dave Cornell.
Yo, what you thought about that promo, though? Back to McIntyre. What you thought about that promo?
What?
That promo with him and Ziggler yesterday,
where
they was like, "We're not gonna.
Well, first of all,
we're not just gonna steal the show.
I think they need to stop.
We're just gonna.
I need to. They need to stop.
Or if they do, you need to talk like a regular human being.
Yeah, no more selfie promos.
Or I don't mind them because it's like it's the selfie promos don't I don't bother.
Think about that though. Think about this idea that for one of these to happen, you need to have two professional wrestlers who like in you know kayfabe are these two like jacked up tough guys and they're hanging around. And so for us to understand that this is what we're watching, it's like so we have to have this idea that they were like hanging out together, being like. Yo, let's fucking record a promo
Walter, hold on, I'm going to stop you.
Let's get oiled up real quick, and we're going to fucking film this.
The reason you're wrong about that is because if you watch like a lot of other pro sports, like NBA, NFL, that happens. That's why that's a thing in WWE.
But do you see the difference?
Because they get oiled up. That's the weird part.
Do you see the difference?
But I'm just saying.
The baby oil is the difference.
The baby oil is where it
you don't see Chris Bosh being like, yo, I'm going to fucking, before this game gets
but that's
started,
what I'm saying.
Like,
it was like,
squish, squish, squish. Like,
what got me.
Slaps his chest around. Fuck Chris Bosh.
What got me even more than that was when SmackDown was throwing up the emojis and stuff as they were talking. That was terrible.
Still doing it, I think.
They were doing like the selfie promo, but then they were like, and you're going going down. There's an arrow like, meow.
They were doing that on regular promos too, not even the selfie shit. The it's awful.
No, the regular promos when they put the out the
words,
fonts,
yeah. It's awful.
You don't like those? I like it when the Usos is doing it though.
There's times where it's okay. I feel
it almost works with the Usos. Right. It almost works, but like
when it went through with the Usos, I was like, okay, but it did look silly. Like when I start seeing the bar doing that shit,
I
was like,
that's
retarded.
Yeah, that's not the characters.
Yeah.
The other problem is like we're not supposed to believe that these guys are saying scripted things, right? We're not supposed to believe that there is a script.
Right.
So if you've got graphics prepared.
Yeah, we're supposed to believe that these guys are, like, talking from the heart and this is what they have to say. So it's like, but how then does the fucking guy in the truck
know to put up a producer, poop emoji.
Yeah, know what they're about to say and can put the words up, like, it's like, it causes, like, a disconnect.
I think why another reason why I think they did the selfie promos is because the Shield selfie promos were so over. Like remember when they just had the camera and they were like
that wasn't the same though. The selfie promos feel like selfie promos because you got the guy's fucking arm in the frame.
They held the camera in the Shield. They dropped the camera even afterwards.
You know what?
It was not a camera phone. It was like more like a real camera, as though like which I always believed in the kayfabe. They had like stolen a production camera because they were like the Shield. Right, and
That's the thing. It was. It felt like they were holding an actual. It was like.
Yeah, and then they were like, yeah. Well, it didn't feel like a cell phone. Man.
You know what? I just thought of something though. I just had like an epiphany, man. Thank God for wrestling in the future that we're seeing right now. Thank God Triple H started fucking Stephanie McMahon, man.
Yeah, thanks. Because if not, there'd be no NXT.
Like, yo, what would wrestling be without now? That never happens.
It'd be different. It'd be very different.
Yo.
Yeah, who knows? I mean,
Tess would be running things.
Exactly.
Tess?
Tess would still be alive. Because
of kayfabe marriage.
Tess would still be alive.
Tess would be on top. Tess would be running things.
Or if anything, Macho Man's illegitimate kid.
Ooh.
Ooh.
AKA Tess.
Oh. I just wanted to ask, have either of you ever seen, we were talking about variety shows, we're trying to stick away from have you ever watched Bert Sugarman's Midnight Special?
No.
Oh my God.
What?
Yes, Bert, I know, yeah, the
Bert
music show.
Sugarman, but it wasn't just a music show. Bert Sugarman's Midnight Special.
It's a variety show.
It's a variety show.
It's a variety show.
You can buy those Time Life collections,
but they're
can't
so
you?
Good. Oh, I got a bunch of them. They're like
a lot of good live versions.
Yo, you got one of those smartwatches?
Yeah.
Holy shit, man. Let me turn that shit on.
There you go.
Damn, son. You know what's crazy,
like
man?
Telling me the weather.
Yeah.
Battery, my watch
and then you go talk to people on that shit now.
Yeah.
You know what's so fucking crazy?
I answer the phone a lot when I'm riding my bike. If I'm riding bicycling, I'm like, hey.
You know why I'm such a big fan of those?
Because it feels like the future.
Yo, son, I was a big fan of Dick Tracy, son.
Yeah, Dick Tracy talks that all the time.
Son, and then to actually live and see this shit, I'm like, wow. Like,
you live in this moment.
To live long enough.
Yeah.
To
experience
a future
where
like
you can scream at your watch.
Sci-fi nonsense where you're like, someone's ringing, you're like, and you're like, yo, talk to me.
Yeah, when I started seeing the commercial for them shits, I was like, yo.
Sure, please.
Dick Tracy is here, man. And then when I see the fucking the tablets, and we could do a fucking FaceTime.
Bro.
Dude, I'd be like Back to the Future, bro.
I saw a video of this Korean lady or something, or a Japanese lady, and she's got.
Now
like,
it's racist when she, you did not differentiate
I fucked
the two
it
of
up.
Them.
Maybe
it was when you couldn't tell. Sorry,
there's some food here. I'm so hungry.
I could smell for grease oil.
Okay, I'm almost.
I saw Danny Glover.
Can I get a
hold on.
I don't know if they have
food here. Yeah, they have
food. There's kitchen.
Danny Glover. In this video
was
holding,
actual Danny Glover?
No, it was this Korean lady. And he's holding this thing, and it just starts spinning, right? Like, it looks like a big kind of personal fan. You know what I mean? So she's holding this thing, and there's this thing that starts spinning, but it is like, but it's lit up. And then as it spins, it's like an LED kind of projection system. So as it spins, like, hyper fast, it creates the illusion of looking at like a 3D projection in midair.
Yeah.
But like, did you see this?
Yeah.
And she's just holding a thing, and like, and you see like a pair of sneakers. You see like an animated Mario, and it's just like, and it's just all with contained within this like device that she's
holding. Oh shit.
I don't know how that works.
When we get to real holograms, when we get to
That's as close as I've seen to a real hologram.
When we get to the point, I mean, like, well, other than like. Tupac was the best.
Oh, hologram. I guess that's an actual hologram. Yeah.
Did you
think that's a similar technology?
Well, it's apparently with Tupac, it was like a light mesh thing that was around the thing, and it was shooting all the light, so then it collided to make him like a 3D light thing. So even if you were on stage, there was still a 3D light Tupac. Like
they did a Michael Jackson one too. I think.
Yeah, it's so, but it looks so good. Yeah. Like it looks perfect. I'm like,
we should see if Rodney can do like he's into that virtual reality.
Yeah,
stuff.
He is. Yeah.
When are we gonna get virtual?
Like a Tupac, or like a VR hologram, Biggie. Like Chris Farley, or.
Whoa, that'll be crazy.
You know? Or like,
if anything, get a Sam Kinison. Yeah,
Kinison.
I would love to see him 3D hologram. Let's bring that back.
Get a Larry Bruce, whatever.
Larry Bruce, who the hell is that?
Comedian.
Oh, that's you.
Dead.
Lenny Bruce, buddy.
Larry Bruce? What did
Lenny.
I say?
Lenny.
Lenny. Whoa, Lenny shit, Bruce.
And who else am I? Bill Hicks. You could do a Bill Hicks.
Hicks.
Bill Hicks is a real.
Hicks.
I can't believe I said.
Oh, fuck it.
Whatever. Hang on. You're getting mad at me about Lenny and Larry Bruce.
Did I get angry?
Let's get angry. Controversial.
No, no.
Let's bring a hologram Hitler.
But I was going to say. It
would be easy to reconstruct. They got so much footage already.
I mixed up
the
names Larry and Lenny.
Yeah.
You mixed up Danny Glover with.
Donald
Glover.
Come on. The alliteration is there, for Christ's sake. I'm not a racist. I'm just stupid and stoned.
I want to go check the menu. I'm getting hella hungry.
We're going to finish up. We're going to
hit five questions. Then
we're done
inside 5 minutes.
We're almost
here.
Done.
Whoa, I didn't even know. Wow, this has been the fastest hour of my life.
I want to get food, too.
All right, cool. You got the weirdest faux mustache.
Yeah. So much beer after that mustache.
We got five questions?
Yeah,
this is like a segment. Five questions.
And then we'll be done.
Nice.
We're done. I wanted to be done 10 minutes ago.
I feel.
No, not even.
Fuck you, Keith.
You wanted to be done. You wanted to be done 4 minutes from now.
No,
man. 5:40. We're not even.
I didn't check my watch.
Well, what time is it?
I don't have a fucking.
5:36.
5:36.
I don't have like a Macintosh
question
on my wrist.
It's almost SmackDown time. Are you going?
Yeah,
are you going?
No.
Oh.
I'm going to go home and edit this podcast.
First question. Are you going to SmackDown?
It's coming out Thursday.
I have stuff to do tomorrow night.
Good job.
My stupid job.
Oh,
Keith doesn't even know how to manipulate his white privilege properly.
Oh, man, you got to you got to let me hold that for a second, man. I'm trying to get my credit off. Yeah, man.
Take it away.
Let me get it for a week or something. I'll start a business. Like, yo, bro.
No. I have someone else.
He's white privilege.
You don't understand.
His society. He signed it
off.
I
don't want you to look uncomfortable while I'm
shopping. Yeah.
Like, I have someone else.
Those white privileges. This ID is sign off. All right.
Don't charge me in advance at a Chinese restaurant in Toronto.
Question number five.
Okay, so we ask the same three questions to every guest.
Yeah. All right. Three questions are always the same.
Okay. Then we ask the fourth question is
from
our
last
guest.
Oh, wow.
And then the fifth
question is your question.
There you go.
Oh, snap.
For the next guest.
So the fifth question is, I will tell you what the fifth question is. You just need to think about it. What question would you like to ask to our next guest?
Oh. Yeah.
So think about that while we're answering the rest.
Okay, cool.
Question number one. Aliens, robots, or fire? Oh man, Vance is Vance is just literally stared into space. He was like, "What?"
Aliens.
Aliens.
That's
good
my
answer.
Always.
That's the right answer.
That's the right answer. People, you know, can have good other answers, but the real answer is always aliens.
Can I ask why?
Huh?
Can I ask why?
I don't know. I'm just
because
drawn.
Aliens represent the infinite unknown.
Yeah, there
but you
go.
But you don't think, and I'll say this all the time, but you don't think that like robots represent AI, which is like mankind undoing himself.
Nah,
and
it's dumb. Next question. Question number two.
What is like the earliest memory that you have? Like the first thing you can like remember back.
The actual, it's weird, but I actually remember me lying in the crib and looking at the
like a mobile there?
The mobile thing. Yeah. I actually remember that. It's weird. That's
cool. Do you remember and like what was on it? Was it a cool one?
It was like planes and like clouds, and then like that or fucking me riding the tricycle.
Cool.
Here in Montreal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's cute.
Walter,
real wholesome.
Walter, your question.
Question number three.
Yeah. Do you remember it?
Mm. Oh, excuse me. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Trying to get the menu. That's the first two. It's your favorite. I always say this is your favorite. Number three.
Oh, I love this question.
See, that's what I'm saying. I was like, I feel you should always remember.
Question number three is, tell us about a time that you fucked up.
Oh.
Moving to Canada without knowing French.
Nah.
No, just, I'm kidding.
Nah.
Tell us about a time that you fucked up.
Yeah. It was.
I mean, doesn't need to be serious. Just like a fun.
It's actually it's when I shit in my pants.
Yeah. Whoa!
While I was at the pool.
I was like, I have a shit my pants story, but not the pool.
You're at the pool.
I was like,
but you're still wearing pants?
I know. It's like I think it was like after I swam or some shit like that, and then I don't know. I ate, and then I put my pants on, and then I shit in my pants. On the bus on the way home.
Oh. Yeah. That sucks. Was it something great, or was it just a not holding?
I don't know what happened. I just know I fucked up.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'll tell you my shit the pants.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
I remember.
How long did it take you to get home?
I don't remember, but it was bad.
I don't remember my exact age, but it was somewhere around probably like 7 or 8 or so. And I was like, when you need to go, you need to go. But it was like I was outside playing with my friends, so I was like holding it to the last possible second. Yeah. I was like, I need to go, but I don't want to go inside, because it was like late enough in the day that in my head I was like, when I go inside, playtime is over. My mom's probably gonna be like, stick around, dinner's almost on, all that. So I was like, I'm gonna stay out here last possible second. Ran into my house, came in through the back door, ran downstairs, about to hit the bathroom, and just like slammed into the door. It was locked. My brother was there, and then it was like out of time. And then I just like right at the bathroom door, just shit myself.
Yo, yeah.
I was like, I have like, I had just enough time.
Yeah.
And if that door was open, would have been fine. But just like bang, and I was like, bathroom upstairs, and you're like, Nope. I was like, you made it to this one.
That was it.
You lost your opportunity.
Yep. That's when you knew.
That was great. That was good.
Yeah.
Who were the last guests? Oh, the last guest was the Derby Girls.
Yeah. We had two
roller derby girls on.
Roller derby girls? Yeah. This, a roller skates around roller?
Yeah.
Where?
Montreal has a roller derby on this podcast.
No, but like, where's the roller skating dirt and rink around here?
Arena St. Louis up in Mile End.
Oh, yeah.
It's not too far from, like, if you keep going up from.
I take a metro?
Where Art Loft is?
Close.
Okay. You talk about 10, 15 minutes away from where Art Loft is.
Yeah, it's about a 10, 15 minute walk from Laurier Metro.
Art Loft is Rachel in St. Lawrence.
Okay, so this is St.
It's just up there, yeah. Not too much. It's not too
I could get my roller skating on.
Well, you could watch them.
I mean,
I can't roller skate?
They would annihilate you.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a roller derby.
Yeah.
These girls got shoulders and
full
shit.
Full contact.
Oh.
Full contact roller derby. Come out. Like,
I'm still going to go. I like those.
My wife is retired from concussions.
Oh.
Yeah.
She was a
I announced it. If you come down, there's a very good chance that I will be announcing the roller derby, doing the play-by-play live.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to see this shit live because I like that movie. What's that movie?
Rollerball. Rollerball!
Whip It is what I think
you said. No, Whip It.
I thought you were talking about the movie.
The hotter one, man.
The hotter version of Rollerball. Whip
Is that Whip It?
With Ellen Page and like Drew Barrymore and all that.
There you go.
I thought you were talking about the remake of Rollerball with Paul Heyman.
And LL Cool J.
Yeah, and Paul Heyman.
Rollerball.
This is Rollerball.
Oh, I think I've seen that.
Yeah, the new one or the old one? The old one.
Oh, yeah, that one was.
The old one is
James
sick.
Caan. Jimmy Caan.
No, it's Paul Newman, no? Or is it James Caan? No, it is James Caan.
Jimmy Caan.
Yeah, it is James Caan.
Rollerball's some old. Oh, my God. That came out with Ready to Rumble and shit like that. That was
That's the remake, man. There's a 70s one.
A remake of a film from the 70s.
Yeah,
directed by Norman Jewison.
Jonathan E. is the main character's name, which is played by James Caan.
Jimmy Caan.
Okay, so what are these roller derby
they
chicks?
They wanted to know.
It's a lot of Caan.
But, like, now this is kind of, I mean, you almost touched on it with the time you fucked up. Mm. But they wanted to know is what is the most embarrassing thing that happened to you?
Oh, shit. That's not even the most embarrassing thing that kind of happened to
me. You're like, I could top that. I can top the shit on the
That's
kind of weird that's the follow-up.
Well, that's what they went. Yeah. That's what they went. I don't know.
I guess
because they were talking about, like, throwing up on themselves after exerting. Like, going to roller derby and doing the tryout the first time. R2 was talking about how she threw up on herself.
Oh, yeah. She threw up, yeah.
Yeah,
being
yeah.
so physically exerted, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. The most embarrassing time I can remember right now, I'm sure there's probably more.
It's the first thing that pops up.
But, like, the first thing that is, like, when I got slammed by a girl. Like, she actually bottles. Like, she didn't body slam me. What had happened was that we were getting into it, and then I was so into it that she went with the momentum, you know, and it looked
so
like.
So you were Andre the Giant, and she was Hulk Hogan. Just like,
nah, yeah,
boom.
So next thing you know,
or,
yeah.
No, you were.
Exactly, just like you were, it was
she
just.
Was, she was Taz, and you were Bam Bam Bigelow.
Mm.
And
it wasn't goes, a, it wasn't no suplex like that.
Not Bam
no.
Bam Bigelow?
It was, though. No, it was the.
Yes.
What it looked like to everybody. I don't want to, you know, I didn't. It was more of what he said. That's why I want to agree with. Because that's what everybody perceived in their mind. Like, oh, Vince got slammed. And then when everybody does it, they do that motion just like WrestleMania 3.
Yeah.
Or the Superdome.
Yeah. Hey. There you go. Superdome. So
one of the domes.
They want to do that.
So, like, there was a.
She felt embarrassed. That was an embarrassment.
I was going to say there was like a
Big crowd.
And like, oh.
Yeah, so it stuck with me.
How did it?
Rachel slammed Vance. Y'all remember that time Vance slammed. Vance got slammed by Rachel. Yo, Rachel slammed Vance. You don't want to fuck with Rachel, son.
Where did Rachel find this inner strength to do this?
I don't know.
What did you do to Rachel? What did you do to Rachel?
Yeah, you know what? I just liked her too much.
I hear that. I heard that. And when I was in secondary 5, in my last year of high school, it was like the last few days of school or whatever, mm-hmm. and there was a video camera going around or whatever, and the TV show Jackass was on TV.
Yeah.
And there was this girl, Stefania Callinari.
Shout out to Stefania Callinari.
Stefania Campagnolo. Shout out to Stefania Campagnolo. I don't know. There was like 5 Stefanias. Anyway. And
Stefania.
And she was like, in like track and shit, and she was good looking. And and I was like, yo, if you want, you can punch me. I'll let you punch me right in the stomach.
At least I was gonna say face. I was like, no,
like right in the stomach. And I was like, spry and like, you know, like wiry Walter, wiry like 15, 16 year old Walter. And so like I did the Houdini thing and I flexed, and she just went. And like, dropped, and like, just like it was great. This
such
like really fit. Athletic girl, just
such
like
a mistake.
Boom,
is it on camera?
Oh yeah,
find that footage.
And I was like, "Hi, this is Walter Ling, and this is getting punched by a girl.
This
is getting punched by a girl."
Find that footage.
That was in a classroom. That was done in a classroom.
Teachers
during,
watching
during a period, like not her period during a classroom period. Okay. Anyway,
Vance, without knowing what our next guest is going to be, because we don't know who it is, what question would you like to ask them?
I'll tell them. If you would if you were to do one thing in this world without getting paid, what would you do?
If you were to do one thing in this world without getting paid, Walter, what would you do?
Are you talking about the thing that you and I both do frequently without getting paid?
Yeah,
but you guys want to get paid.
Yeah, like we still
but this
do
is
it.
This, yeah, but this is something that you need. Because like, I feel that you're at a point, probably both yeah. of you, where like to do it without getting paid, we're talking about comedy,
yeah.
it would need to be like a hell of a show. Like you'd need to be, I really want to be doing this. But like, if they were like, oh, you want to do comedy? You can keep doing comedy for the rest of your life. You will never get paid again.
Here's the thing.
I feel yeah. both of you would be like, hang on.
Here's the thing. Here's the
you
thing.
Know, like this, I'm saying with your question, it's going to be something you're going to be like, happy doing, never getting paid.
Right now, I feel like I get paid for enough gigs where it's not like I'm like super frustrated that there's never any money, because I do get some money sometimes. So it's like.
But this is something that you're never going to get paid for.
But I'm saying if there was no money.
So if you say
comedy. If there was like no dime.
Would you keep doing
in,
it?
No.
Yeah.
Not at this
would
point.
You, yeah. Would you?
Not at this point. I'm like 10 years in.
I know. I can answer for Walter, and it's going to be the sweetest thing in the world. Are you ready? If you could do one thing in this world without getting paid, what would it be? Being a dad.
Who'd pay me anyway?
No, but it's the greatest.
Are you saying there's a possibility of getting paid?
Guess
wrong, Keith.
No, but I'm saying it's going to be life's greatest reward, and you're not going to get paid for it. That's what I'm saying. It's so sweet. You're going to be a father to your son.
Yeah, no, I mean, the kid's super cool, but fuck, shit. Like, if anybody, you know, wanted
if anyone would pay you, but I'm saying, but you'll still do it without getting paid.
You know what?
Do I have a choice?
Not anymore. So I mean, you had a choice not to have.
What's your point?
I'm saying you had a choice not to have a kid, but then you chose to have a kid because you wanted to be a dad.
I love how your pathos comes out in this podcast.
That, what? I think, did you not have a choice? You had no choice but to become a father. I hate to break it to you.
No, I want to see the menu. Can I?
No, no. We're going to get food after this.
Oh, okay, okay. Go on.
We're okay.
Yeah, we're okay.
I was going to say, there's one thing I would do in this world without getting paid. I also have my answer. Because we've done it for like 6 years as podcasting.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You sound like a broadcaster guy. You're a radio guy.
My answer is definitely not the podcast.
Yeah, that's the podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
The only reason I continue to do this is because I don't have to then like edit all this shit and put it together.
Yeah,
like,
I do that.
Literally.
You do that?
Literally, I just have to show up, do this, and then a thing happens and there's a podcast.
And it's kind of fun. And it like increases your online presence.
But me, actually, I wanted
like,
to do
like four people.
I wanted to do a podcast. I still want to do a wrestling podcast. I still
talked about how you're a cook either.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're
I am a cook.
School, right?
I am in cook. That's
how long have you been doing that?
Cook by day, chef, comic by night.
How long you been doing the cooking?
I've been doing the cooking thing is always in my blood because my uncle's been a chef. My mom's been cooking.
What's your specialty?
But me, I do right now. It's like Italian food.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I like
Walter
Italian.
Walter and you should get together. Make a cooking show.
Yeah.
We
could do that.
I'm big into cooking.
So then we fucking, you, me, Vendito, yeah. We cook the
three
fuck.
Of us?
Yeah,
God,
we
I
go in.
I watch it. I'm subscribed. Subscribe.
Yeah,
subscribed
early. That's early.
I subscribed on YouTube.
Two fat white dudes in a fucking, yo, I'm nice in the
Chris
yo, we
way
good.
Fatter than I am. Are you kidding me? Walter's much fatter than I am.
I know. I know.
You're just gonna call us both.
Yeah,
fat
yeah,
white
yeah.
Guys.
Both of us. Both of us.
Get the fuck out. You know, he's like both the black guy. Like,
all right.
Jesus Christ.
Vince.
I think it's time to go.
Yeah.
Yo, we gonna get something to eat, white boy, fat white boy.
Vince, where can people see you? I guess at the Art Loft.
Yeah, I'm at the Art Loft all the time. I'm trying to come in McLean's. I'm gonna be at Anti Cafe in 2 weeks. I'm gonna be in Shaika's Cafe in NDG. That's near Vendome's Metro. I want you
the old school, ladies and gentlemen.
Hell yeah, check that the fuck out. I will be at Blue Dog in about 3 weeks. Meanwhile, I will be at Crowbar.
Oh.
Crowbar is like what, down the block?
Yeah.
Fucking Wednesday, I'm gonna be at the Crowbar.
Every Wednesday.
Our Loft is every Friday. Our Loft is at on St. Laurent near the Metro. But I am at Crowbar, which is on Crescent downtown, every Wednesday. I'm at Grumpy's every Tuesday. Cause
now it's open again.
Yeah, it's open. It's every open. Yeah, you know. I will be at the Ethnic. Shout out to Abba and Preach. I'm going to plug in their Ethnic show because sometimes I be there too.
Yep.
I'm going to plug in the Comedy Nest because I be there too. I'm going to plug in Burning Down the House because me, I still fucks with the Comedy Works right now. I'm a beginner in the game, so you got to
go.
I got to work my plug. I got to plug. Oh, shit. What's the next shit? You ain't got no next shit here, though, huh? If anything, Walter, you let me know. I was gonna say Walter, what's the next thing here?
I was gonna say while Walter puts on his mic, send me all your social stuff.
Thursday,
we'll link
Keith?
To everything.
Yeah.
Thursday,
we'll link to all the
Thursday,
shows.
Right?
Yeah.
Second Montreal roast battle this Sunday
round two.
At a new home in Montreal Improv.
Mainline? Montreal Improv?
Montreal Improv.
What time?
Happening
Saturday?
8:30 Saturday. 8:30, 9 o'clock Saturday.
You smoked. You smoked Troy. Troy's gone. Or is it like a round robin?
I'm sort of, you know, help out in putting the show together. I may or may not be on this one.
Did you get eliminated, buddy?
It's not really like a continual kind of like a gradual.
Oh, buddy, Troy's Detroit beat you.
Anyway, today our guest has been Vance Michelle.
I gave him the benefit of the doubt. I was like, "Oh yeah, you smoke Troy."
For all our fucking Toronto listeners,
yes. Right?
All Sunday brunch night.
Brunch fight comes.
Brunch
to
fight.
T dot. With me, Leland, coming down with.
I get a
Reese.
Kind of Fight Club vibe from that.
It is
little,
kind of,
it definitely has that. We're coming down with Reese and.
First rule is
Vendito.
You don't talk about brunch fight. Wait, but you're talking about
and luminaries, local Toronto luminaries, Daniel Woodrow.
Oh, nice.
Noor Hadidi, Grace McClure.
Oh.
Okay.
Allie Pierce.
Oh, I love
all
her.
Those people there. Mike Carrazza, somewhere.
I've got a legitimate question. Legitimate question.
Ooh,
will you put finally Reese's dad on stage?
Oh, we hear so much about him too.
Get it. Do
you're
it.
Right. You're kind of right.
If I can't get
Reese's dad on stage, yeah. I promise to deliver Michael Caine.
Okay. At the very least, because as far as I understand from Reese's dad, he's just Michael Caine.
He's Michael Caine. Yeah.
All right.
Vance, thank you so much for coming.
I did mention there's something.
Watch some wrestling, Vance.
Okay.
Wrap it up.
I did mention there's something funny at the Blue Dog, right?
You're playing Blue Dog.
Okay, cool. And I did mention my Facebook, Instagram.
All your links.
Yeah, it'll all be linked.
Okay.
If you want more information about Vance, check out the...
We're managing your career now, Vance.
Cool. Snap. Yo, download my mixtape. You know I got to... You know I had to do, you know I had to do that. You know I had to do that.
I put a link. I will link.
I'm sorry.
This episode,
yeah,
I will link your mixtape.
On thatpiff.com. It's called Blazes Opus.
How
by,
did you just think about
that? I just... Because I'm on a plugging gig. I might as well plug everything I fucking got.
I'm going to connect with you on Facebook. Send me all the links. I'll put all
the links. Yeah. If you didn't know I rap. If you think... Yeah, because it's... Smooth brother, smooth talker, got a flow. Call me Vito.
This is our second rapper comedian.
Yeah, Blaze Opus is the
Josh
thing.
Clark Seneca.
Oh yeah, Josh Clark. That's my mentor right there.
You with Josh Clark?
No, that's actually my mentor.
Are you guys feuding?
No, that's my mentor.
Like New York, LA thing.
No, it's my mentor, right?
He just said mentor repeatedly, and then you were like trying. Then you were
bro.
Then,
that's my mentor.
He said mentor repeatedly.
Because
you kept trying to like instill hatred.
Yeah. Like, there's
you're
no heat.
Trying to breed hatred.
There'll never be heat.
Your wrestling persona was like
never
oh,
be. That's my mentor. No,
you guys have the same gimmick.
Exactly. That's my mentor.
You guys both rap
that's
and do
big,
comedy fight.
But he's older than
Rick Rubin.
He's older than me, so that's yeah. A big brother. That's it.
Josh ain't older than you.
What is he? He's
yeah,
like, no.
A
yeah,
little
he
bit,
is.
A little bit. He was a little older.
He's a little bit.
Sure.
No, you got years on Josh.
No, he's like 1 year, 2 years older than
don't
me. I think.
So.
What? No way.
I feel we talked about his age, and I thought he was a little
Josh
older than me.
Josh is our age.
I thought he was a little older than me. Anyway, whatever.
You're older than me.
Yeah.
I'm 14.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Keith is like 58.
58 years old.
And so that makes me. I think I'm like 7,000.
You're like 43, I think.
Vance, thank you so much for coming out.
All right, man. That was a pleasure being here. It was good being here.
Enjoy SmackDown.
Yeah, I will. You better fucking come.
No. I'm not going to pay $30 to sit in the nosebleeds by myself.
Steve.
I'm in a polite golf clap. Be like. Real glad
you
I'm here.
You could have had time to work this out.
Sorry, you mean no speaking
you're
no
even
English.
A fan.
Best. That
you're
was
not
the
even
best.
A fan.
mad heat for Nakamura.
Thanks again for listening. Go plug yourself. As always, a big thank you to Leland Beckman and Oral Turpitude for providing all of the original music for the show. We mentioned at the beginning of the show that we'd love for you to tell your friends about the show, and honestly, that's all you really need to do. But if you're feeling particularly generous, you can support the show financially and 9to5.cc in general by going to patreon.com/9to5cc. You can get early access to every episode of Go Plug Yourself and other perks too. Finally, if you or someone you know has a project they'd like to plug on the show, reach out to us and let us know. You can find us on Facebook by searching 9to5cc, and we're 9to5cc on Twitter also. If everything works out, you could be the next person to sit down with Walter and I and talk about horror movies or wrestling. And I mean, also the thing that you're trying to plug.
9to5.cc, podcasts, blogs, and comics, made in Montreal since 2011.